One more day of very warm to hot temperatures will occur across the Midwest, and then some cooler air will settle into the region. We won't be as warm as we will be today, again for a while in the eastern portions of the region, and not through a fair amount of next week, in fact. Temperatures are likely to cool down a little bit as we move forward through Thursday and Friday, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming in over the weekend will likely see to it that the eastern portions of the Midwest see 70 and 80 degree temperatures next week. That'll be welcome, especially for those crops that are stressed the most in the dryness. Well, the showers and thunderstorms that are going to come with these two frontal systems will be a bit disappointing for quite a few areas. The first frontal system will likely be the best rain producer, and we'll probably see moisture totals running a few hundredths of an inch, up to 5/10 of an inch. There'll be a few exceptions and maybe a fluke where we could get 3/4 of an inch of rain, but that's about as good as it's going to get. And with crops already moving into the pollination process, the moisture will certainly be welcome, but it may not be enough to sustain crop development for very long, even after pollination has been successful. We need to see a general soaking of rain in order to sustain normal crop development for a great length of time without rain. The second frontal system that comes across the Midwest bringing the coolest air will not come with much moisture. A few hundredths of an inch to 1/4 of an inch is about all we'll see. A few locations might do a little better than that, but any time we can get a little bit of moisture to occur while pollination is underway can be helpful to the yield potential. But we still need to have a deeper layer of moisture in the ground in order to sustain crops during the drier days, and there will be more of those lying ahead. The best chance for rain in the Midwest that I see over this next couple of weeks may not evolve until we get into the latter part of next week or into the following weekend. And one of the reasons why I think that time period might be more favored for some rain is twofold. Number one, we're going to have all this cool air around next week, and as it pulls off to the east into the Atlantic, we'll likely see a surface high pressure system bringing warm, moist air northward out of the Gulf of Mexico, and that'll overrun into some of the cooler air. And that usually sets the stage for a little bit of precipitation, regardless of what the environment is. The other reason for perhaps some increase in precipitation during that period of time, which would be the early days of July, will be because of a weakness in the high pressure ridge that's likely to be in the plains, and it may allow a disturbance or two to move over the top of the ridge and into the Midwest. That, in combination with the return moisture flow from the Gulf of Mexico, will likely set the stage for some better rainfall potential. Now, before you get too far ahead of me, I'm not talking about a general soaking of rain necessarily, but I do think that there will be at least a little better environment for a little bit more normal-like weather pattern taking place for a little while at that point in time. But much of this forecast is obviously 10 days away, and it will be dependent on the orientation of the ridge that will be present over the plains, and also dependent on the level of cold air that will be present in the Midwest next week. If it turns out that the cold air is less intense than advertised, then we're most likely going to see a lessening of the potential rainfall as the warmer air comes back into that region. All right, in the near-term forecast here, we do expect that first frontal system to bring some of the relief in, as I mentioned before, and the temperatures will cool down, but today will be in the lower to middle 90s across a fair amount of the eastern Midwest. Even the western portions of the Midwest will still see quite a bit of warmth. As time moves on during the weekend, when the eastern Midwest is cooling down, some of the Great Plains and the western Corn Belt will likely be heating up again, with a ridge of high pressure likely to be anchored in the plains for an extended period of time that will likely generate frequent highs in the 90s, perhaps even approaching 100 degrees in portions of the plains outside of the western fringes of the Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.